Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply honored you could be with me today as we take a look at how to live. This podcast is for August the 14th, 2022. How to live. I get this all the time. What should I do? How should I live my life? What's the right decision to make? All of these things that we get involved in, trying to find something that directs us to an authoritarianism that we seem to need as human beings. Human beings need to be told what to do. They don't know. This is the purpose of religion. This is a purpose, supposedly, that people have made out of government. So, because we are not open to anything authentically spiritual, authentically, shall we say, real in the spiritual realm, in the eternal sense of our life, not in the religious sense, but in the eternal sense of our life, we just don't really come to grips with how to live. And our instincts betray us. We go about living our life from the state of our instincts, and those instincts tell us to live for violence and retributions, to vengeance and pride and vanity and all of that other stuff. We just don't get it. What can I say? I get this all the time from people. They look at things and they just don't seem to understand what the meaning of their life is and the virtues. So today I am going to answer a couple of questions. Hopefully I'll get to the second one, but the first one is pretty interesting. This is all about life in the bigger picture. This man, Kerry, who I've known for many, many years, he asked me, what the true nature of my teachings were. And he was interested. And he said, do you have some kind of dogma that I could adopt? Is there anything I could adopt to my own life? And I'm not a dogma guy, okay? I'm just not. But I do live by the eight virtues of the Bushido. Bushido is the virtues of the samurai. And I do live by them. It's taken me a long time in my own life to truly understand the depth of them. When you hear these virtues, which I'm going to share with you, they're easy to understand intellectually. But there's more than intellect involved in Bushido. So let me just get into it. The question was asked by Carrie, and Carrie, here is my answer. Bushido's virtues. The first is justice, but not human justice. It is to see and have the ability, spiritually speaking or metaphorically speaking or in meditation, to see the virtue of authentic kindness in everything we do. It is to have a sense not of the justice that you would see in this country, but to emphasize the whole idea of understanding that everybody gets their justice. I get mine, you get yours. And when we live apart from the integrity of our heart, we have lost justice. And this is something that, is very, very difficult for most people to understand. This justice is benevolence. To be benevolent, to be benevolent. And that means to be fair in everything you do. Once you understand that benevolence in being fair in everything that you do, understanding the nature of what you do, then you understand that everyone deserves a chance to awaken, to change their life. So the first one is the benevolence to understand what is truly just in any given situation, and that is only love. Only love. This is what awakens our being to the essence of our soul. And I love this benevolence thing. How can I be fair with you? How can I be just with you? How can I be benevolent with you? Very, very important. The next is to have courage. To have a real sense of courage. Courage to face the flaws of my Gregory Penn, to face the faults of my Gregory Penn, and not to make excuses for them, but to see them for what they are, faults. And if I have any sense of, shall we say, benevolence, then I will have the courage to see my faults for the way they are, and to be able to say, I am sorry, please forgive me. This takes great courage for people. You would think that this would be just like that, something you would just normally do. But no, the human influences us. The body influences us. It retorts, it contracts, it pulsates, it leads us into all sorts of temptations just due to organs that we have in our brain and the chemistry of it. So there needs to be a great deal of benevolence and courage, and the courage to be benevolent in our life. The next is mercy. To be so merciful. Mercy is something that most people think is a deserved thing, but I do not feel that way about it. To be merciful, blessed are the merciful, did Jesus say, for they shall obtain mercy. This is so important to my life. If I expect to be forgiven for my faults, then I've had the courage to recognize my faults, then I would have also the courage to be merciful to those who may have despitefully used me. And we've all been despitefully used, all of us, one way or another. This is the way we operate. So if I am merciful to my worst enemy, I can also be merciful to myself and vice versa. And this means that I'm willing to change my ways. The next is respect. To be respectful of people, no matter where they are, no matter what they do, no matter where they may think they are or are not, to have some sense of respect for people. Even when they're wrong, even when they're mean, even when they're ugly, to respect them for the way they are, as they are. That doesn't mean I agree with them. That doesn't mean I'm going to go along with them. That doesn't mean that I'm going to say, yes, you're right, or lie to myself about it. It means I respect that you need to have this opinion of me or this opinion at all. And for you, the karma that will come out of that will be your own. It is not mine to argue with you, to push back, or to say to you, you're wrong. Well, you may be wrong, take misinterpreting me, but that is nothing I can do anything about. I have to respect that you dislike me or hate me or love me or think of me however you want to think. That's up to you. That's your life. After that comes deep sincerity. In the Bushido virtues, sincerity, honesty. To really understand the honesty of myself with another person. Now, there are some people who just can't be honest with themselves about themselves. So that goes back to the respect thing. I'm going to have to respect that you can't be honest with yourself. That doesn't mean that what you say about me or someone else holds any water, but still, I have to respect you need to think that way for the sake of keeping face. So this whole idea of sincerity and respect come into play here. Sincerity to understand the nature of someone else as they are, as they believe they are. The next is something called virtue. Some people call it honor. Virtue is very, very important. To do what is virtuous is not righteousness at all. To do what is virtuous is of a, I'm going to say it to you, a higher order that may require sacrifice on our part. To be honorable enough to have sacrifice, to sacrifice something that needs to be sacrificed in order to attain to the virtue of the heart, the authentic heart, and not my human heart. Once I understand that kind of sacrifice, egotistical sacrifice, I begin to understand what it means to have self-control, which is the next. In self-control, I find the even next Bushido code, loyalty, coming about. The two, in my opinion, are one. Loyalty and self-control, to develop character within myself in order to see the bigger picture. If I am able to do that, if I am able to develop character, to no longer sacrifice myself for the old, let's say, the idea I get along to go along kind of mentality, then I live in the character of wisdom. And in that wisdom is self-control and loyalty. Loyalty to what? Loyalty to the goodness of your nature, the lovingness of your nature. This is the Bushido way. So we're looking at benevolence, courage, respect, sincerity, virtue, honor, loyalty, and a form of self-control, not allowing my emotions to carry me away from the meaning of my life. With all that being said, Carrie, that is the way I live. That's the way you could live if you chose to. It's not a should. It has to be something you want to do deeply within yourself, beyond the confines of your beliefs and your theories about yourself, about what you think is morally right and morally wrong. The biggest part of Bushido to me is in the mercy, developing character through mercy. That is the ultimate, to me, of what Bushido really means. So if you're going to live by anything beyond authoritarianism, which typically has to do with society and the boundaries of society, you begin to live out of the authenticity of a great love that lives within you. All of this code of ethics, as it were, really it's more than that, it's the code of living, puts us in a line with life as love. And that changes everything in our daily living. That brings us to the insight and the compassion of a life that is greater than the one we're living now, where we're only living out of the reactions and impulses of our human biology, which can lead us astray. So desperately. This is why the world is the way it is, both in the economy, the ecology, and in society in general. Oh, I gotta go. I'm out of here. I hope that helped you, Carrie. And I hope it means something to you. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air next week. If you ever have a question, it's greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful weekend. And once again, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.